Today, we head 20 miles due west to Elmhurst for another edition of Your Hometown. Spend the day with us as we explore every corner of Elmhurst right here on WGN Radio.
It's fun to talk to people who live in Elmhurst, people who are sharing stories, and of course, small business owners in Elmhurst. How are you today, Pasquale?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Everybody told me I had to talk to you because they said you've got the best pizza in Elmhurst.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very glad about being in this community.
So you're the owner of Roberto's Pizza. How long have you had that shop in Elmhurst?
The shop actually started back in 1962, and my parents bought it back in 1985.
Wow.
And we've been going ever since, and family opened up the dining room back in 1993, and we've just been going ever since.
So this is your family business?
Yes, it is.
And how would you describe the community of Elmhurst, since we're putting the spotlight on that community today? Obviously, those are the majority of your patrons. How would you describe the community where your restaurant resides?
The community is great. My parents actually resided in Elmhurst back in 1972 as immigrants from Italy. And I was born and raised in this town and married with children, and I'm still here.
That's awesome. So you are second generation restaurateur or third?
I'm actually second generation.
And I'm guessing your kids are going to be the next generation.
Of course.
Yeah. So tell us about Roberto's, because honestly, I hadn't heard of Roberto's. And the minute we talked about Elmhurst, everybody was reaching out saying, you got to talk to the guy who owns Roberto's.
Roberto's. What makes us a little bit unique and different is we're very consistent in our products. We do use high-quality products. If something comes in that's not to our liking, we do send it back. It's the customer service and a product that we use that keep customers coming, starting with, you know, like our pizza. Our pizza is like a cracker crust. We also offer deep dish and stuffed pizzas. But the original is what we've been known for years, is our regular thin crust pizzas.
And how tough was it during the pandemic? Are you just now getting back on your feet, or have supply issues held you up?
Supply issues have been an issue, but finally, you know, it seems like things are starting to turn around. But as far as the pandemic with the dining room closing, but we still have a strong following, and the community of Elmhurst just supporting the local businesses have been phenomenal. So luckily that we were already established as a carryout.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your success. I'm glad that you made it through and the community supported you, and they obviously love you because they have sent text after text. So, Pasquale Morici, is that how I pronounce your last name?
Yes, perfect.
Owner of Roberto's Pizza, thanks for being on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having us. Have a great night.
You too. Now I'm hungry. It's all part of putting the spotlight on Elmhurst, your hometown. You know, you can always suggest that we spotlight your hometown as well.